ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Peter here. Beginner Series Season 4 Lesson 48 Transform Your Japanese.
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com,
the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Japanese. In this lesson, you'll learn how to talk about change using naru, to become, with na adjectives and nouns.
Such as 有名になる,
to become famous. This conversation takes place on
道,
the street. The conversation is between
Hidari Erika san to Shimoyama Shin san.
Erika Hidari and Shin Shimoyama. And they work at the same company. Since Shin is older than Erika, Shin is using informal Japanese, but Erika is using
formal Japanese. Listeners, I have a question.
A question?
Yes. I want to know when was the last time you commented.
Ah, great question, Naomi-sensei.
Stop by JapanesePod101.com, leave us a comment, or just say hi.
Okay, you heard the orders. Naomi-sensei said stop by, so お願いします。
お願いします。
Let's listen to the conversation.
この前、二十歳になりました。やっと大人になりました。
二十歳？それは若いな。俺は今年32になるよ。
もうおじさんですね。
そうか、二十歳の女の子には32歳はおじさんか。
私は年上の男性の方が好きですよ。エリカはいつも年上の人を好きになります。あのね先輩、エリカね。
エリカさん、お待たせ。遅くなってごめんね。
彼氏待ってるよ。じゃあまた明日。お疲れ。
違います、彼氏じゃありません。あ、待って、下山先輩。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
この前、二十歳になりました。やっと大人になりました。
二十歳？それは若いな。俺は今年32になるよ。
もうおじさんですね。
そうか。二十歳の女の子には32歳はおじさんか。
私は年上の男性の方が好きですよ。エリカはいつも年上の人を好きになります。あのね、先輩、エリカね。
エリカさん、お待たせ。遅くなってごめんね。
彼氏待ってるよ。じゃあまた明日。お疲れ。
違います、彼氏じゃありません。待って、下山先輩。
今度は英語が入ります。
この前、二十歳になりました。
I just recently turned 20.
やっと大人になりました。
I'm finally an adult.
二十歳？それは若いな。
20? That's really young.
俺は今年32になるよ。
I'm turning 32 this year.
もうおじさんですね。
You're already an old man, haha.
二十歳の女の子には32歳はおじさんか。
Huh. So to a 20-year-old girl, a 32-year-old guy is a geezer.
私は年上の男性の方が好きですよ。
Oh, but I like older men.
エリカはいつも年上の人を好きになります。
Erica always seems to fall for them.
あのね、先輩、エリカね。
You know, Mr. Shimoyama, I...
エリカさん、お待たせ。遅くなってごめんね。
Hey, Erica, sorry to keep you waiting.
彼氏待ってるよ。じゃあ、また明日。お疲れ。
Well, your boyfriend is waiting. See you tomorrow.
ええー、違います。彼氏じゃありません。
What? No, you have it all wrong. He's not my boyfriend.
あ、待って、Shimoyama 先輩。
Wait, Mr. Shimoyama.
ああ、残念ですね。
That's too bad.
ねえ。でも、エリカさん積極的ですよね。
Yeah, she's trying so hard.
そうそうそう。How do you describe this kind of girl?
Ambitious.
Ambitious. We say 積極的 in Japanese.
So, she's 積極的。
でも、ピーターさんは積極的な人が好きなんですよね。
そうですね。Yes, that is my type. Aggressive, ambitious.
そう。前回も言っていましたよね。You told us in the last lesson.
うん。Naomi 先生は？
ああ、私も嫌いじゃないですね。Yeah, I don't hate those kind of people.
Which, of course, if we translate in Japanese, I like those type of people. So that's the best expression ever. 嫌いじゃない。I don't hate it. Which, I don't know, according to some mathematical formula, works out that logically that you like it. So,
そうですね。嫌いじゃないですね。で好きっていうことですよね。
そうですね。
うん。
Let's take a look at the vocabulary and phrases for this lesson. Naomi-sensei, what's the first phrase?
この前。
Some time ago. Recently.
この前。この前。
Next.
やっと。
At last. Finally.
やっと。やっと。
Next.
年上。
Older, senior.
年上
Next.
男性
Man, male.
男性
Next.
お待たせ
I kept you waiting.
お待たせ
Now, let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.Naomi-sensei, what's the first word we'll look at?
年上
Older, senior.
年 means age. 上 means up or above.
So, above one's age. Older than someone. Now, with this word, you're going to use the kun reading for both kanji characters.
ああ、そうですね。年上じゃないんですね。
Mm.
It's not 年上
Naomi-sensei, 年上の反対は何ですか?What's the opposite word of 年上?
年下。年 means age. 下 means lower, down. ですね。年上 is older. 年下 is younger.
How about the same age?
同い年 or 同じ年。
I usually use a 同じ年。
私は同い年って言いますね、よく。
Really? One more time?
同い同い年。そうですね。
Interesting. But this is a little formal. Actually, like, when talking about, like, same age and things like this, it's usually with people your own age, so it's informal Japanese. So I kind of use the next expression.
何? ため?
ため。
ah, はいはいはいはい。
Which is slang for same age.
そうですね。私と彼はためだ。とかね。
Yeah, so it's a...Me and him are the same age. It's a very casual, informal way of saying it. And usually the reason I guess it defaults to ため is because when you're with people the same age, usually you get right into informal Japanese. Next, we have a phrase.
お待たせ
I kept you waiting. Now, it's a slightly casual expression because this phrase is not a complete sentence. Can you give us the original sentence?
お待たせしました。
I kept you waiting. And of course, this is a complete sentence. Now, O is an honorific prefix. So, 待たせしました is the formal past of 待たせる, which is the causative, meaning I kept you waiting. Now, the grammar behind this phrase is a bit complicated, but for now, just remember it as a set phrase that you could say to someone if you're late and you kept them waiting.
そうですね。In a formal situation, people say, お待たせしました。But in informal situation or in casual situation, people say, お待たせ。
Lastly, we have,
あのね。
You know what? You see? Excuse me?It's a friendly interjection, and it's often used as a conversation starter.
そうですね。何か意見を言う前にも使ったりしますね。
And it's also used before you give your opinion on something. Now, it has many, many usages. Here, what was Erika going to say in the conversation?
I think she was going to say that she liked Shin.
So kind of tell him what she thought or felt. And this is a common filler when someone'sputting together their thoughts right before they give their opinion.
そうですね。
And in this case, it was, あのね、I like you.
そうそうそうそう。
type situation.
But she couldn't finish the sentence, though.
She got cut off.
そうです。
So that あのね kind of was a verbal interjection that kind of helped her buy time to put together the thoughts. But unfortunately, it didn't work out well because the guy cut her off.
はい。残念ですね。
On to the grammar point for this lesson. Now, in the previous lesson, we learned how to talk about change and transformation using
なる.
An auxiliary verb that when appended or tacked onto a noun or adjective means the subject becomes something, someone, or some state. Now, last time, in the previous lesson, we introduced it with e adjectives. Remember, drop the final e, add
くなる.
This time, we'll learn how to use it with na adjectives and nouns. Now,This is a little bit easier. Naomi-sensei, in this case, all you have to do is add or tack on
になる
to a noun or na adjective. Let's illustrate this with some examples. What do we have in the dialogue, Naomi-sensei?
この前、二十歳になりました。
I just recently turned 20. So, the subject is missing. Can you put the subject in and say the sentence again?
この前、私は二十歳になりました。
Let's dissect the sentence. First we have...
この前
Recently
私は
I plus the topic marking particle は
二十歳
20 years old
になりました
became So literally, recently I, 20 years old, became But we translate it as I recently turned 20 Now, Naomi-sensei, this sentence is a little tricky because we have the word 二十歳
20 歳
20 years oldAnd it's a little bit of a tricky one because this is one of the few numbers that actually changes when it gets to 20 years old.
It has a special reading because 20 years old is a big age in Japan.
So when somebody becomes 二十歳 or 20 years old, we take the noun 二十歳 and we follow it with
になる
to become 20.
二十歳になる means 大人になる, right?
Very good point. To become an adult.Let's practice with a few more examples. Naomi-sensei, how do we say happy in Japanese?
幸せ
So, to become happy is?
幸せになる
Take the na adjective, and all we do is tack on になる to become happy.
そうですね。シンデレラは結婚をして幸せになりました。
Cinderella got married and became happy. Let's have one more example. Can we have a noun?
人間
Human.
So, 人間になる means?
To become human.
Pinocchio は人間になりました。
Pinocchio became a human being.
Nice sample sentences, aren't they?
Not bad at all.
Speaking of 人間になる, to become a human, there's a famous anime called 妖怪人間 Bemu Bera Bero. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
And you don't want to watch it.
Yeah.そのことないです。I want to see it. What is it?
It's a story about monsters, and they're good monsters, and they hate being monsters. So, they always say,
早く人間になりたい。
I want to become a human as quick as possible.
そうですね。怖い話です、oh. ちょっと。
So it's a little scary. What was the name again?
妖怪人間。
We'll put that in the comments. So that is Naomi-sensei's recommendation. Okay, some of our listeners already know about the most powerful tool on JapanesePod101.com.
Line by line audio.
Now, this is the perfect tool for rapidly improving listening comprehension.
By listening to lines of the conversation again and again.
Listen until every word and syllable becomes clear. Basically, we break down the dialogue into comprehensible bite-sized sentences.
You can try the line-by-line audio in the Premium Learning Center at JapanesePod101.com.
That's going to do it.
じゃあまた。
この前、二十歳になりました。やっと大人になりました。
二十歳？それは若いな。俺は今年32になるよ。
もうおじさんですね。
そうか。二十歳の女の子には32歳はおじさんか。
私は年上の男性の方が好きですよ。エリカはいつも年上の人を好きになります。あのね先輩、エリカね。
エリカさん、お待たせ。遅くなってごめんね。
彼氏待ってるよ。じゃあまた明日。お疲れ。
違います。彼氏じゃありません。待って、下山先輩。